If you look now to your right, you will see two World War I posters that adopt a different style and format from the government-issued Americans All. Focus on the poster titled True Blue. There you will see an African-American mother and her two children gathered around the fireplace in the evening, where they appear to be looking at a framed portrait on the mantelpiece. The poster suggests that the man in the portrait is the currently absent father of the family, who is presumed to be fighting in World War I. A red and white flag with a blue star in the center hangs in the window, signaling that the family has a member serving in the war. The father's portrait is placed between two smaller portraits of George Washington and Woodrow Wilson, and below a larger portrait of Abraham Lincoln, demonstrating the patriotism of the family. The furniture, clothing, and decorations in the space imply that the family is financially well off and comfortable. The poster presents an idealized image of a middle-class African-American family whose father creates a good life for his loved ones by serving in the war. The title, True Blue, picks up on the theme of other war posters at the time by suggesting that the man is proving his patriotism through his service. Produced by the private publisher, Edward George Renesch, posters such as this were available for purchase during World War I. Renesch often produced two sets of posters, one marketed for white audiences and the other black audiences. These were purchased and hung in homes where they would have acted as a sign of solidarity with the war effort. Their existence is a good indication of the degree to which African-American families were proud of their service and eager to be accepted within the larger umbrella of American, so often seen as the domain of whites only.